1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Bob and Brian on Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Imagine a whole theater for you and 20 guests. Book your private cinema at Marcus Cinemas now for only $99. MarcusTheaters.com/private cinema.
You know who the happiest guy in the world is right now? Do you know who the happiest guy in the world is? Ted Cruz. He is hitting his knees at night and going, thank God for Andrew Cuomo. You got me off the hook, Andy. I hope he sends him a fruit basket or something, because that idiot in his Cancun trip.
Yeah, there's another aide that has come out of the...
We're in the crosshairs a week ago.
Come out of the crowd, another accuser for Andrew.
I know.
Andrew
Cuomo. Last night, a third. We're up to three now. Oh.
But he asked her if he could kiss her. Yep. He asked.
There was another a television reporter from out there that he...
Oh, boy. Really? Now the reporters are...
She was, unfortunately, eating a brat by him at a state fair a couple years ago.
He didn't. Oh, boy.
He said, I want to see you eat that whole sausage. But
I'm surprised he didn't say something about how you feel about Italian in that bun.
How about a big Italian sausage?
Something like that.
But he was just
Andrew, what are you thinking? If he'd have taken
And so does that one apology? Well, you know, I'm just...
That's the way I am.
Trying to be fun.
Yeah, I'm the fun guy.
I'm sorry if you misinterpreted my playfulness for
sexual harassment. That was his apology. Sorry if you misinterpreted
that's
me.
That's exactly what he said.
And that's not an apology.
And did you see de Blasio?
No.
He said the same thing we said. That's not an apology. Mm-hmm. That is not an apology, Mr. Governor.
It just makes my skin crawl to think I agree with Bill de Blasio.
You and de Blasio are on the same page. It's politics will do that to you. Mm. I mean, every now and then, everything gets so crossed up and effed up that you wind up agreeing with somebody that you can't stand, and they can't stand you, I'm sure.
Except I've been consistent. I think Democrats are slimy, and Bill de Blasio is just coming around to that conclusion about one of them.
Well, yeah. So we're up to three.
Yeah, this headline. Cuomo accused of pressuring female reporter to eat the whole sausage in creepy video.
What's the name of the reporter?
God, it sounds bad. Maybe it just sounds
Channel
really bad.
Channel 9 reporter Beth. Cephalu, C-E-F-A-L-U.
Does that sound extra bad because she's the third one to come out and the third, because there was the strip poker, there was the, what was in the other reports? Because this is the third one, but the third one comes out and says, yeah, he asked me to eat a whole brat. He wanted to sit and watch me eat the whole brat, he said.
You know, I don't know. It's so ridiculous that it's
hard to believe that had he taken along the local disc jockey as the guy to just kind of watch his behavior, he may have saved himself all this trouble. Like if he'd have taken one of us, the lowest form. Oh, is this video of him asking?
I believe it is.
Hold on. Is there audio to this?
Yes.
Here. Will you eat the whole sandwich?
I will eat the whole sandwich.
Yeah?
Okay. Who made that sausage? I can eat the whole sandwich.
It wasn't like this 15, 20 years ago. It was when Rick Lazio did
he's looking around like trying to order a sausage. Hey, somebody bring a big sausage.
She doesn't seem offended, though.
Well, you can hardly hear anything.
Yeah, it's just it's an open mic at a... Oh, they're bringing her a bratwurst now on a bun.
I don't know if I should eat the whole sausage in front of you, but I'm definitely going to eat it.
It's the way he says it. The whole sausage.
Right.
I want to watch you eat the whole sausage.
But.
In one bite.
But. There's a table full of people, mm-hmm. and nobody's going, Mr. Governor.
No.
You know, they're all sitting there just chatting while he's doing this. There's nothing. This isn't secret. He didn't pull her aside in his office and close the door and go, you got a tray of sausages here. I'd like to watch you eat. This is just a.
They're used to it.
Looks like some sort of luncheon.
They're probably like, we're having sausage for lunch. You know what the guy's going to say to any woman that's next to him.
Judge for yourself. Anyone can accuse anyone of anything.
And this must have been summer because he has some tan going.
It was at State Fair.
Yeah.
He's got the New York State Fair in 2016.
He looks good. I mean, he's got a open collared shirt on. A nice shirt on, a sport coat. He's got a good tan. He looks healthy.
Yeah, those guys are in good shape.
He looks really good. I'll say that. Yeah.
The brother on CNN, he's ready to fight anybody that wants to go at any
moment.
Especially
fat guys on bikes.
Right. If you want to throw down, he's ready. He'll take you on.
Yeah, so
that guy's
there's the video.
Boy, it was right there in the open. He has to be going, I everybody was sitting there when I said that. I was just, but it was a little, I suppose, it's creepy. Even if you do it in front of everyone. I did that in front of everybody.
We know what you're thinking, Governor. You're not just talking about a sausage.
He says sausage a lot.
The whole thing.
Cephalou tries to take a selfie with the governor while holding up her food. The governor once again, says, there's too much sausage in this picture.
Right? Come on.
Okay, we get it. Get it, Governor. But she's the third one.
So there's a lot of...
Oh, boy. And the thing is, these are just the women coming forward now saying he's a little creepy or it's starting to get, this is his deal. It's not like it happened once. This seems to be a pattern.
Did you see the video where he wanted to give someone a vaccination in the penis?
Boy, how did I not see that one?
He didn't say penis, right? I saw the clip.
Yeah.
He was sort of fumbling around at the
But we all knew what he meant.
I get to pick the part of his anatomy where I vaccinate him.
Right. He wasn't talking about his pinky finger.
This is to a dude?
Well, he was.
He's making a speech.
He was at the rostrum, the podium. He was talking.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he said,
it wasn't very smooth. He was saying, I just got trained to be a vaccinator. Took a 20-minute course a minute ago, blah, blah, blah. And I forget the name of the person. I'm going to give so-and-so a vaccination. I get to pick the part of his anatomy. And
He said it a bunch of times. Like, he doesn't get it. All right.
Well, he's not a comedian.
Right. No. He's not Seinfeld. You've got to iron out how you're going to say this.
Yeah.
Instead of trying out how to say it in front of everybody.
Yeah, he's not Seinfeld, where he knows how to tell a joke and move on. He's a governor who's not very subtle or smooth.
Yeah.
And now, keep in mind, so we have the three women, the penis vaccination, and who knows what else will come up. And we haven't even started counting the bodies yet from the retirement or nursing homes. It's bad.
Confusing to me that these accusations are getting more attention in the news than his mishandling of nursing home numbers.
This is more
and
salacious.
Policy.
This is.
Yeah, we, this is other. Yeah, people are dying in the other story.
People go, wait, no, I, what? Wait, what? He what? What do you say? Do we have footage of that? Can I see her?
No. He's got his problems.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. You got a problem, all right. I'll tell you what the problem is. It's between your ears.
Judgment.